to continue to flow that beautiful law on the science dimension through its reflections of divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science, as I have in the privacy of my own being for thousands and thousands of hours. It is a wonderful place value, a truly heavenly place value. And for culturing the synonymous terms and for culturing their timeless, spaceless characteristics, I don't think that there is a better place to focus. And I truly recommend that all of you do that and that you take the exploration possibilities to their full extent, but always coming out from the whole. But for the purpose of this gathering, which needs to include the entire model, we need to get on to what appears to be the dimension of divine science. And in the booklet that you will receive next week, you will see that I have brought forth some interesting charts to symbolize this dimension and to aid consciousness as it focuses in upon this aspect, this dimension of its being. For those of you who are familiar with the model and familiar with the laws, you will recognize this dimension as representing that place in the model of being where being is considering the organization of its own being. Truly considering is possibly not a right term there. It's just being, the organization of its own infinite being. In fact, the model that we've been alluding to all day really exists in this dimension. Because as you know, on the dimension of science, no symbols. The symbols have fallen away. But in this dimension, the dimension of divine science, we really have that model of being symbolized by the chart. We have the constructs of being, the way being symbolically organizes its own being, the way it relates to itself and operates itself within its own being. You will notice in the little booklet that I have done some funny little things. I have put forth this as a chart, for example. And for those who are listening on the tape who don't happen to have the booklet in front of them, this chart at the top says the dimension of divine science as science. And truly, we see the four orders of divine science in a self-contained circuit symbolized in this diagram by a square. Because it is a self-contained circuit, it was symbolized in biblical times as the city four square. It was that state of consciousness that was imposing itself upon those who interpreted it in that manner. And as it picks up its dimension of science, its reflection of science, we see the 7x7 matrix hidden within that four-fold operational organizational being, which is to say, what is it that is organizing if not being itself? And what is being itself if not understood through its 7x7 nature? So therefore, we have a symbol here of the fourfold organization of that being operating the 7x7 nature of its own being. Might seem a little obscure at the moment, but when you stop to consider it individually and deeply, you'll see it's supremely logical. So we have being then, organizing the being, 7x7, of its own being. Being operating itself out of the whole of its being, through the whole of its being, as the whole of its being, for its being, for its own sake, for its own being, within its being, really. Being, therefore, is operating. And what's another way of looking at operating? We look at it through our code symbols as the operation of the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. Those are just code terms, but they represent fourfold operation of that being. They represent the self-existence of that being, the self-operation of that being, the self-containment of that being, the self-understanding of that being. And you can see that each one is not outside of the other, that each one reflects the other infinitely. And so this isn't just a square, it becomes a big major cube where every side of the city, so to speak, is reflecting every other side of the city. And as we see it in that aspect, we've really picked up a sense of absolute Christian Science. So we will take all of this into consideration as we begin to explore the dimension of divine science together. We must, of course, go back to the whole and go back to being itself, the one infinite being which is conscious of itself as a whole, right? Is conscious of the organization of its being. It's conscious of the organization of the whole of itself. It's conscious, therefore, of how it structures itself, of how it arranges the elements of its being. And that's really how the matrix comes into being, because that being, capital B, is conscious of the organization of its being. It's conscious of the relationships of its elements. It has predefined the relationship of those elements, which we now see and perceive as the matrix of those elements. And conscious of the organization of its operational capabilities, which we see as the fourfold operation of that infinite matrix of infinity. So we see then that being is conscious of itself as a coherent unity, a functioning whole, an omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omniactive, whole, right? It is conscious of itself, as we've said, as a self-existent, self-operative, self-contained, self-interpreting, whole. Always. Not one function happening separately from the other function. Not one state of that happening independently of the other three states, but all going on in a simultaneous occurrence, all going on within the big symbol of the model of being, which is what that really represents, that wonderful self-organization of that being. So it sees not only the nature of itself in organized patterns, it sees the operation of itself in organized patterns. It sees the dimensions of itself in organized patterns, and it just organizes the whole thing together. It has the holistic, comprehensive understanding of its own model of being, as a self-organized model. But now, it's important for us, through exploration and pondering and exercise, whatever means, to explore the depth of the intrinsic model of our own being, to uncover, therefore, in this instance, its operational, organizational format. And that's really what we're going to do right now. So as we exercise, we don't want to think of it in terms of a rote exercise. You know, we just really mustn't do that. Every time it must be fresh, every time it must be new, every time this organization must present itself to us in a slightly different way. Yes, you must stick to the confines of the dimension. Yes, you must stick to the confines of the law that being is organizing its own infinite being. And beyond that, you cannot move. You're stuck in that box. But, oh, there's infinite amount of freedom within that box to let that being organize itself and compute itself and tell you, and tell me, which it does all the time, that which it is. And that, and how it operates, and how it objectifies, and how it understands itself. And you know, it does it. We don't have to make it do it. It's wonderful. Unlike the computer that sits in our office, it doesn't have to be programmed humanly. It is divinely programmed from within. And so are we. So we are really just on a discovery mission to find out what our programming is. And in this instance, it's the organizational, operational programming that we're focusing in upon. And so you'll see in this little booklet, when you get it, that I have put an unbelievable amount of little charts, little models, all throughout the thing. And every time we come to a new dimension, every time we come to a new law, you'll see the same little chart, but in bold print, highlighted that particular law. So that we never get the feeling that we're leaving the whole. We're always in the whole, but all we're doing is focusing in on a specific aspect of that whole. And in this particular instance, we're focusing in on that organizational aspect of the whole, the dimension that represents that model of being all by itself. But, you know, it's a little difficult for us to always grasp or grok things in their holistic inner content, and we have to be kind to that which we appear to be, and kind to the fact that maybe we're not totally awake. And so therefore, exploration through exercise is just a wonderful, wonderful way at unveiling within me the real organization, the real law that is operating within my being. And so to that, we are going to explore now together, rehearse now together, a little exercise that has to do with bringing out the organization of this divine science dimension. And so we will understand within ourselves that that being which includes all within itself, which is conscious of the infinitely interwoven patterns of its being, of its oneness, of its consciousness, is conscious of the organization of these patterns, is conscious of the divine circuitry that's going on and their operation, right? So within this operative circuitry of being, being is activating its own being out of the self-existence of its mind, through the self-operative ability of its mind, as the self-contained patterns of its mind, and for the self-understanding of the science of its mind. and I truly wish that I had time to run that whole thing with you, because it is so beautiful to just ponder what it is that being is activating this whole organization of its being out of its self-existent mind and through the operational capabilities of its mind, and outputting that all those contained patterns that are held within its mind and interpreting forever. Just activating that incredible interpretation that's always going on within the model of its mind. And we can do the same thing with others, other characteristics. As those of you know who have explored this dimension, we are stuck here in the operative place values with operative terms. So being is activating itself, it's knowing itself, it's ordering itself, it's reflecting upon itself, it's identifying itself, it's organizing itself, it's operating itself, structuring, governing, eternalizing, living, realizing. I love this one, consciousness-sizing, right? You have to cook up new ones occasionally. Affirming, optimizing that which it is out of the whole of whatever synonymous term is behind those terms. So obviously you have to know the characteristics of the synonymous term to be able to be true to the place value. But just as we have known that being was activating the organization of the model of its being out of its self-existent mind, we would likewise understand that being would be ordering this model out of the self-existence of its spirit. And we would likewise understand that being was identifying itself out of the self-existence of its soul. And that being was structuring itself and structuring its model out of the self-existence of its principle. And that being was living itself out of the self-existence of its life. And that being was consciousnessizing itself out of the self-existence of its truth. And truly, that being was integrating itself, patterning itself, optimizing itself out of the organization, out of its deep sense of love, out of its self-existent love, out of its, through its operational sense of love, as the self-contained patterns that are held within love, and for the understanding that's always going on within love itself. It's doing it for the science of love itself. I hope that I haven't been too brief, because a full exploration of this is wonderful. Just to sit quietly and ponder and consider and alter and shape around with the fact that being is patterning itself out of the whole self-existence of the love of its being. And that's where the matrix comes from, really. That's the pattern that love has created. That it's patterning itself through its own inner ability to operate, which we know is its inner consciousness. So those patterns are being developed within the consciousness of the being of love, and are expressed, outputted, and held within the self-containment of love, and are really self-understood, self-interpreting patterns that are always going on within love. But you know, you can just see these whole models. Self-understood. Being really understanding the entirety of its being, the whole model of its being, and interpreting itself through this model. Maybe not this particular symbol of the model. That has nothing to do with it. But what the real model of that being is, it's always self-interpreting itself through that model. And it's wonderful to sit and ponder just how big that really is. But I would like to go further with the exercise with you now to show you that we can explore it in different ways and deeper ways and more explicit ways. If being is doing this, then obviously we can put it through the prism again and know that mind is doing this and spirit is doing this and soul is doing this and principle, life, truth, and love are doing this. So we could also find ourselves in a totally different exercise. We could also see it then as mind activating the whole of its mind out of its own self-existent being, and spirit ordering itself out of the whole of spirit, out of its self-existent being, or, you know, through, as, for. The patterns will have to go on as we do these exercises. And I don't wish to confuse by not doing everything fully, but unfortunately, we cannot. But let's try to see that there are lots of ways of patterning exercises. For example, we could see that mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are self-existent, self-operative, self-contained, and self-understood. That they are incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. And now, let's pick up that another way of viewing divine science as absolute Christian science, and pick up the numeral characteristic in the manner that we used it in the science law. So now you're going to have two numeral characteristics in this sentence, one of them standing for the operational aspect, the operative aspect, that's the one that we just went through, the activating and the knowing and the ordering and the identifying. It's a verb, you can hear it. It's just doing something. And the really adjective aspect that defines the noun of the synonymous term. So therefore, you would get an exercise like this. Mind is activating its intelligence out of the whole of mind. So now we don't ever need to worry about where intelligence is coming from. Mind is activating its intelligence out of the whole of its self-existent mind through the whole of its operational mind. It's going to express itself as all the patterns of that intelligence within the self-containment of its mind. And it's going to forever understand its intelligence. It's going to forever be able to interpret and use, really, that intelligence. So if we take that further, we can see that in the sevenfold reflection, mind could activate the power of its intelligence, the substance of its intelligence, the identity of its intelligence, the structure, the being, the consciousness, the perfection of that intelligence. Out of the whole of its incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind. So at each stage, I'm just giving you, it's like you're putting on stronger lenses on the microscope. First you take it as a whole, then you see it in its reflection with the seven, you know, with the seven just operating in their operational sense. Then you see the seven operating using numeral characteristics, and then you use combinations of numeral characteristics as the power of intelligence, the order of intelligence, the identity of intelligence, and so forth. We don't want to confuse, but after all, it is scientific and it is mathematical. And if it is, it will just keep giving us more specific equations of that which it is. And it's wonderful that it's able to do that, because that automatically eradicates the counterfeit of those specific equations. That's our Christian Science reflection, you hear there? Okay, so right away, then we get the feeling, if mind is activating the power of its intelligence, it couldn't deactivate the power of its intelligence. It wouldn't even think of deactivating it. It forever activates the power of its intelligence. If it activates the substance of its intelligence, it wouldn't deactivate that either. Etc., etc., etc. So you see that the counterfeit here comes right in the dimension, right with the operational sense. It's a different kind of counterfeit than you were working with on the science level. Now the counterfeit really has to do with the counterfeit of the operation. So if it activates, it doesn't deactivate. If it knows, it doesn't unknow, or not know, or be in a state of zero knowing. If it's an all-knowing mind that's at work here, it's never a partially knowing mind, or an inadequately knowing mind, or a mortal mind that could appear to know something. What is mortal mind, really? It's just anything other than the whole mind. The minute you fragment it, the minute you take anything off of it, it's mortal mind. If you're not with the whole entirety of that mind operating, then right away, you're really in mortal mind. Because that's just anything other than mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. It's anything other than being. And truly, the minute you fragment being, you've done it. You're out of it. So we can't do that. That's just yesterday's mashed potatoes. We just can't do that. So therefore, what we have to do now is culture this standpoint with every synonymous term through every operative quality. Not just see that mind is activating, but that spirit is ordering and soul is identifying and principle is governing and life is living and truth is affirming and love is glorifying or planning or designing. The combination of numerals within itself, the sevenfold numeral of its own being, and therefore it could never deactivate, deorder, de-identify. We have to make up terms here, you know, but if you ponder by yourself, you'll really hear what the counterfeit's claims are at that point. But always remember that when you're on this dimension, the counterfeit that you're dealing with here is really the counterfeit of the operation, the belief going that it doesn't organize itself, that it doesn't operate itself, that it isn't self-existent and self-operational and self-contained and self-understood. That's what you're dealing with here. So the belief on this dimension is that there is no model. It doesn't organize itself and it doesn't put itself together. It's just, you know, a conglomeration of this and that. No. Being is a whole.